Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Clazmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Pick up your phone and shake it to get $50 off any cocktail maker. Yes, you heard me. Shake your phone and get $50 off. Don't delay.
Gigantic. Hey, everybody. December 3rd, 2024. Gigantic Pop NXT edition. The three of us together again. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Raj Giri and Matt Morgan. And Raj is here tonight because it has been 24 hours and we are still thinking about and talking about the New Day heel turn last night on Raw.
Yeah, it's nice being here with you guys on a Tuesday. It's been a while since the three of us have been together, but I know we had some technical difficulties last night, but yeah, I thought last night's Raw was probably the best Raw, one of the best Raws that they've done all year.
Wow.
And I know Glenn, you haven't seen all of it, but from
waiting for Netflix.
Oh yeah.
Saving myself.
But from CM Punk and that opening segment of Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre's return, it was freaking awesome. And obviously the New Day, which we're going to discuss.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, that people aren't watching and they saw New Day, Big E, these things trending. So what's up with Big E's status, Raj? What's the real story?
I don't know, but it seems like he's coming back, right, Matt? When you saw that, wasn't that what you took from it?
Yeah. There's no way they're going to explode that group like that and not have it pay off somewhere, especially for Big E. I do take that as he will be doing something. And I love the fact he tried to use the misdirection of, hey, I'm going to come back and be your manager. I'm getting you guys back on track. We got to be together. It was such a well thought out in-ring promo that did so much, especially for, again, I keep saying it over and over, but especially for Xavier Woods, who I think is so, out of three of them, you know, the other two are world champions. He's never been. So I'm hoping this really like catapults Xavier Woods specifically, because as you could tell in that promo, he can talk. He can really talk. And none of us have ever seen him be a heel before. I've known him since 2006. And I've never witnessed him even attempt to be a heel. So to see this come out is like, holy crap.
Right. Yeah. But the New Day were heels for like that short bit, remember? And then the fans started cheering him, but they were being the goofy, you know, over the top goofy heels. And then the fans were like cheering him.
But I don't remember. I don't remember.
But yeah, like this kind of heel, like kind of like a ruthless, just dick. I don't remember him ever doing that in TNA either as Consequences Creed. I thought it was amazing.
It was very, very well told story. Great laid out promo. The fans were already chanting Big E Rocks, Big E Rocks. So like, yeah, he's coming back. The fans have already been conditioned to go from loving this group in that promo. Yeah. To by the middle to end of that promo going, wow, these dastardly jerks. How could they do this to Big E who broke his neck? What a-holes, you know?
Yeah, I remember a few weeks ago, you and I, Matt, Glenn, you weren't able to make that pod. I think it was after one of the PLEs. But we were talking about the New Day splitting up. And we were saying, what if Big E comes in? looks like they're getting back together. And then, you know, Xavier turns on Kofi and they have Big E come out. So I thought they were going to go in that direction, and not at all. I think this was, everyone saw the New Day splitting up. Everyone figured, or a lot of people figured Big E would make an appearance, but I don't recall anyone predicting that they would go heel on Big E and stay together.
Of course not, because they've been cutting these heel promos on each other for the last how many weeks now? Between Kofi and Xavier Woods, they've been scathing
like
each other
6 months back and forth, and then yes, last week it hit the fan.
Yeah,
I thought that promo was, that segment was very well done, but it felt so callous. And so, I mean, so it felt like I was watching my parents get divorced all over again. It was just like so cold on behalf of Kofi and Woods.
Has to be. When you're not just physically the bright look, the bright colors of that group that they're always out there with, they literally are unicorns crapping rainbows, right? Like, that's literally what they are as far as being this ultra baby face, ultra bright team goes. And you have to go in this direction. And it means 30 times more. And you just said it yourself on how it made you emote and made you feel something.
Yeah.
So it works. I'm just really happy to see to see where it's going to go.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would have preferred beating Kevin Owens gave Chris Jericho would have felt less brutal than just watching Kofi and Xavier talk to Big E like that. Like, that just felt so much colder than just your standard surprise beatdown.
It did. And that's why I think Big E's coming back. You don't give that kind of babyface real estate to a babyface unless that babyface is going to eventually get their comeuppance one day. So. Yeah. You don't just do that for Big E to come in and then leave and not ever be able to participate or wrestle again. Otherwise, it doesn't do anything, right? It doesn't move the needle. And so he has to come back. He has to serve them their comeuppance.
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah. It was good, man.
He fractured 2 cervical vertebrae. So, I mean, you know, it's a very serious injury, obviously, that he had. But that pop when if he comes back, would just be insane. Does he come back with a partner? And I think right now with the New Day, you just got to go all the way with him after doing a segment like this. I mean, the tag titles have been on JD and Finn Balor just doing nothing. Either unify those titles, have the New Day win it, but you really got to push him to the moon right now.
And bring back the 5 count when he wins. No, it was great, man. Raj, we'll see here. And you get texts. I know you've been globetrotting and living your best life, but what else are you hearing? What else is the word on the street while we got you here? You know, who's blowing you up with some inside dirt?
Well, what do you guys think about Ricky Starks, the whole Ricky Starks situation? I wanted to hear both of your guys' thoughts on that with Ricky Starks.
He's waiting out his contract. And he will be WWE bound. I have zero doubt in my mind about it.
It does just feels like a waiting game now. Do you think that, because I know everyone's like, well, WWE used to do that, holding people under contract when they want to leave and not, but this is kind of a different case in the sense of Triple H, you know, he did that with Drew McIntyre, added time onto his contract for being injured. With Rey Fénix, they extended his contract due to injury time, knowing that they weren't going to use him. So it just feels with Drew, they were still using him. He was in top spot. With Fénix, they're not using him. It's just simply for him to not go to WWE.
It sucks. And it's that old adage, not old adage, that old scenario that we at some point in time, all of us have been in, where our ex-girlfriend that we don't want to be with anymore is now dating somebody that makes us go, wait a minute, I don't know if I like this. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't have dumped her, you know, that kind of thing. And yet they're not using them, though. That is what you're saying, Raj. And that's what makes it double weird. But look, it's a business. It is. If this was a construction company, it's the same thing. Whereas you put money into this talent, it's the way it works. I don't think it's great, if I'm being honest, that they're holding on to Rey Fénix and not using him. But still, It's a business. That's why wrestlers have got to be careful on the contracts they sign.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, I want to get to this super chat. J.R. Smith did the $2 super chat. Thank you, J.R. Oh, my God. Great to see the three of you. Hope you're well.
Thank you.
And I threw that up because Tuesday nights is my driving duty night. I'm back and forth. I'm an Uber driver on Tuesday nights, and I do have to get going here in a couple minutes to pick up my daughter from her dance. I guess the other big thing, CM Punk, his return, his in-ring return at Survivor Series, all the stuff with Roman Reigns did just gigantic social media numbers. Back on Raw, he had an amazing segment with Seth Rollins, but just with the amount of interest with Punk and Roman just together, should they pivot if Punk and Rollins is the direction and go with Punk and Roman?
I want to see it. So selfishly, I want to say yes. However, I'm a big fan of the slow burn now, particularly when it comes to Bloodline, because we've been given payoffs along the way with the journey we've all been going on with the Bloodline now. So I know we're going to get that payoff. So I he's got to get through Rollins and get through him being, a little whatever. Up Punk's ass all the time and complaining and crying and wah, wah, wah. I just want to see Punk put him down and get it over with, move on to Roman.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of time to get to Punk and Roman. They've been building Punk and Rollins for a while. They got to do that. What do you think, Glenn?
Man, Punk and Roman, I mean, that's main event, right? I think Punk and Rollins also good. I mean, there's just still so much you could do with CM Punk. I feel like it's been a year and they've barely used him. I mean, granted, he was injured for a lot of that time, but like when you think about the amount of time versus the amount of matches, it's like his presence has been huge for WWE. But yeah, they got to start rolling out some of these matches. He's not getting any younger.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
We can't go at this pace with CM Punk for the rest of his contract.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get four big matches a year at least.
Yeah, out of it. And you add Rock in the mix, you know, assuming he's coming back. Drew McIntyre feels at that level now, Roman, and you just intermix those guys, and you just have so many main events there.
Don't leave Cody off that list.
Cody, Randy Orton.
Cody, there's definitely a Cody match there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But Raj, before you go, I know Matt's given up on this, but are you watching the new season of Cobra Kai?
Yeah, I'm all caught up. So
it's like hopping on one foot in a circle watching this last season. It's just the same shit, man.
Retreading the storylines. I find it enjoyable, but it is the weakest season so far of all, for sure.
Yeah, they should have really ended the show two seasons ago super strong.
This Miyagi pass thing just sucks. Unless they have a great payoff, it's been sucking.
Well, it's Hillary Swank is the payoff because the past name he was using was the different first name he was using in Next Karate Kid.
Yeah, but don't you think they would have used her as the cliffhanger showing up on the very last episode? Because now we're going to the final episodes.
It's true. Maybe. I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, you guys have a good one.
See you, brother.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
So, Matt. Let's talk about here. Let me change the branding here now that Raj is gone. Now that Raj has forsaken us. Let's talk about NXT tonight.
Yes.
We got some movement. Now we know the final women's competitor in the Iron Survivor, women's Iron Survivor is Ren Sinclair from the No Quarter Catch crew.
What do you think about that? Because I know you like Nikita.
I thought it was gonna be Cora Jade in this match. Yeah, that was my pick. Ren Sinclair on the come up.
That is who you predicted last. You're right. Last week.
Yeah, Ren Sinclair on the come up since she joined No Quarter Catch crew. She was kind of I felt like she was in that lower tier of developing talents. Not to say anything about her ability, but they were booking
her. I agree.
The way they were booking Izzy Dame and Carmen Petrovich, et cetera, et cetera. Actually, probably a little below them. So she's getting that opportunity, and good for her.
Let's see what she does with it. You got your wish with some more backstage skirmishes and scenarios and storyline crap, right?
Yeah, it was good tonight. We saw Stevie Turner and Robert Stone. Again, we haven't they've barely been featured since it went to the CW. I think they've been doing an after show on Instagram.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't know. I saw that. I was like, oh, well, that's man trying to infringe on our territory when NXT's like, we're going to do an official after show. I don't know if they're still doing it. I saw 1 week they were doing it, but it's an interesting idea. I mean, Robert Stone obviously is very gifted comedically. Stevie Turner, I still don't understand why they have her in this role. Like, if you saw the stuff she was doing in Japan and whatnot, like, she's a really good wrestler, really great look, really good promo. Like, but okay, she's Ava's assistant. Sure.
I don't get that either. What'd you think of the Ava storyline, though, backstage?
I don't know, man.
Who is that guy, by the way, that got all that attention?
Wait, during which part?
When she got the door slammed in her face.
Oh, yeah. You mean Eddie Thorpe that won the men's qualifier tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Eddie Thorpe.
What's his deal?
Okay, so he launched with like a dual gimmick originally that, you know, he's indigenous Native American, American Indian, and he's a rave DJ. So they gave him both of those gimmicks when he first came out.
Rave DJ?
Like he DJs raves. Like, and they had a promo where like Lexus King showed up at a rave and like pushed him while he was DJing.
Oh.
I think the DJ part, they're kind of sunsetting, which is good. He's a really good wrestler. I think he's a really good promo. It's nice to see, like, instead of over the top it's nice to see like some genuine American Indian Native American representation that's like more authentic and not just a caricature like they've done in the past. That's kind of cool.
That goes without saying. Yeah, and they're not doing a stupid character. Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, I think he's good. I mean, I think he can really fight and throw down. So it seemed pretty obvious last week after all the trouble that he got in and the misunderstanding that he was winning tonight. So I think it's good. I think it's good he's getting an opportunity. He was in a lot of matches with Dijak before he got released. He was in matches against Lexus King that went on way too long. Like, he's one of those guys where it's like they were booking him like right below the North American title. He was getting opportunities, but he never advanced.
What else did you like on the show?
What else, Alex? Well, Nikita Lyons lost. I didn't like that.
I knew that.
To Carmen Petrovic. Like, that was a bummer.
I knew you were not going to like that.
I like the stuff with Lola Vice and Jada Parker getting into it. I liked Gigi Dolan and Tatum Paxley. That's a fun pairing.
That is a very good pair. What's your opinion? So is she considered, I'm not being a jerk, but is she considered a failure because they tried to bring her to the main roster, it didn't work, and now she's back, or no?
With Gigi? Oh no, Gigi was out with an injury.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Klosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Pick up your phone and shake it to get $50 off any cocktail maker. Yes, you heard me. Shake your phone and get $50 off. Don't delay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what it was. But no, dude. Okay, so here's the weird story of Gigi Dolan for the last 2 years. Toxic Attraction breaks up, right? Like Mandy Rose gets released due to the, you know, her side hustle. Toxic Attraction almost immediately goes into a feud with each other, Gigi Dolan and JC Jane. They give Gigi Dolan the most white me baby face promo about how JC Jane reminds her of her abusive mother and this hard time she had growing up, and she's in front of the house, like, you know, the ramshackle house they lived in growing up, where in the hard times they do this huge babyface push. The feud doesn't really pay off in a meaningful way. And then Gigi just kind of floats around, getting paired up with Ariana Grace. Meanwhile, JC Jane gets the Chase U storyline. She gets Fatal Influence. Like, they were so hot on Gigi Dolin that you might as well have just renamed her JC Jannetty after that breakup. And then JC Jane has had this sleeper comeback, and Gigi Dolin has just been in limbo.
Yeah, I felt like JC Jane is the one who made the most of it. And not
good on her too. I was one of the people everybody was saying that the Gigi was going to be the star and JC was going to kind of fade. But you know what? Like, JC's crushing it. Gigi, that injury came at the worst possible time, and they're still trying to figure out what to do with her.
Okay, I didn't know she was interested. That's good to know.
Yeah. But Tatum is a really, really interesting pairing for her. And Tatum Paxley.
Yes.
Like, Tatum Paxley, since the Lyra Valkyria storyline a year and a half ago, Tatum, I think, has become like the sleeper, low-key women's superstar, like the most underrated woman in NXT.
She's improved a ton since that storyline.
Yeah.
Like, you see it. It drips off of her on how much she's improved with just her overall confidence in herself. You can see it. You can always tell confidence in the ring. What would I always tell you? On the in-between the move stuff.
Yeah.
And she's, you could tell in her facial expression, she's not a deer in headlights trying to think of, well, what's the next spot we're supposed to do here that I memorize backstage. She's gotten way better at that. Yeah, you're right. She's gotten way better in total.
Her wrestling has gotten really smooth. Her character is great. Yeah. It's not just the, oh, I'm crazy and I'm a stalker. Like,
yes.
Even her tonight having a sense of humor and being like, you know, I think that's crazy and that's coming from me. It's like, okay,
that
now. Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, I think she's got it, man. Like, she whether it's the North America title, like, she's destined for something bigger. I think she's coming across really well. You know, I thought the tag team stuff was okay tonight. I think that, you know, this tag team number one contenders battle royal, like, there's too much sameness in the tag team division.
Am I a jerk for saying I didn't like either of the teams?
That's fine. You know what? And I say this again, you know, like, even though part of the family, Luca and Channing Stacks Lorenzo were in there, you know what this tag team battle royal felt like me tonight?
What?
Do you remember if you went over to your friend's house and he had like the original WWF, like, bendable wrestling buddies, but he didn't have Hogan and he didn't have Piper and he didn't have Iron Sheik? And instead, it was just like all the most generic looking figures of the guys with like half a gimmick.
Like who?
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking like, it's a good way to, like, I mean, George the Animal Steel looked good for his time, but his action figure was nothing to write home about, you know? Or you would see like,
double on his.
Oh, that's true. He did have the
stuff. But the LJN figures, you mean, not the Bendys, because they they didn't have Jabronis or Mid Carters in that set. They had for the LJNs, though. You're correct, they did.
Yeah, it was like a lot of Hacksaw Jim Dugans tonight. And they're like, I'm looking at this on eBay right now. I'm looking at the figures.
Duggan.
Sorry, why do I always call him Dugan? I don't know.
You always do call him Dugan.
Always call him Dugan. Oh, speaking of which, Matt, so I got to find a way to get this to you. I know last night we were texting about 80s commercial vault.
Ever. Thank you for that.
I was watching, I got off a torrent site, Friday Night Videos, another one with Macho Man and Elizabeth, like, and Mean Gene Okerlund introducing the music videos. And Macho Man, I kid you not, the whole time has got his back to the camera when he's talking to Mean Gene. Like, he would turn into his back and be talking and then just turn around for dramatic, like, emphasis at the end of the promo.
Is he wearing his Macho Man robe or no?
No. He actually changed his outfits like three times in this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. It was after Honky Tonk Man attacked Miss Elizabeth and building up the fight they were going to have on Saturday Night's Main Event.
Good stuff. Such good stuff.
But no, tonight overall, I thought, look, I'm looking forward to Deadline. These Iron Survivor matches are going to be great. But like Trick Williams and Ridge Holland, like, good Lord, like,
Yeah. I told you my opinion on Ridge. I don't like if you're building your champ to be this top level star, which we all think he is, obviously. They've got to stop putting him with these mediocre, that's a wrong word, but guys are not on his level.
Yeah.
They need to have a guy from the main roster come down. Like Dolph Ziggler, had he still been with the company, he would have been perfect to work with him for like a 3-month storyline, though, not just one and done.
Yeah.
Because he's so much more elevated than everyone else. Trick is screen star. Even when he was coming out with Carmelo, I remember everybody like, okay, Carmelo's super talented. No disrespect to the guy, but he's super short. Trick screams superstar physically, and we don't know anything about him at the time, at the very beginning. I'm like, wait, and he could cut a promo? Why is this guy not getting pushed yet? Well, because he wasn't experienced yet. He was still training, yeah. Right? So now that he's there, I still don't get what we're waiting for with him. And they got to get him some – if you're not going to bring up to the main roster, I'm okay with that. Get him people that's going to help him improve while he's in NXT. And these guys are putting him in the ring with, like a Ridge Holland, no disrespect to him. He is not going to help him improve.
Yeah.
Trick has the potential to be a draw for that company. There's a difference between me being a main event talent and a draw. Much different between the two terms, okay?
Yeah.
So if that's the case and you know you have a potential draw in your hands, you have to keep cultivating that draw. You got to keep helping him get better and better and better. And if he's going to stay in NXT, then you got to push him by giving him talents that can go with him and help him get to that next level. In fact, get a talent that gets out there and say, hey, dude, guess what? I know we're supposed to talk about what we're supposed to do out there, but here's the finish. We're calling it all out there. I'll see you out there.
Yeah,
that would help him improve immensely, for example. And you need a veteran to be able to do that, but you need to find a veteran that's over enough to help elevate him from the main roster. I don't know who that talent is, but it damn sure ain't Ridge Holland. Sorry.
I mean, honestly, I don't understand why they didn't give Baron Corbin a last hurrah. I know they're not renewing his contract, but Baron Corbin versus Trick Williams would be a good feud, especially with Baron saying, I never won the NXT championship. I want to go out with my time here the way I came in, but I want to go out on top. Like, that would have had the fans invested.
It would, and he's bigger. He's tall. And he's, oh God, yeah, I would have liked that much better. That's a good call, actually.
Yeah, although it's kind of weird, though. It's very rare that they say, we're not renewing your contract now. Go out there and wrestle in the main event.
Against our champion, yeah.
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 Yeah, probably not. But no, I think, and we'll just do a quick rundown before we wrap it a minute, but want to get some super chats. Bear Hudson, $10, saying, I really hope you guys do more shows. I really miss these. Talk about the current problem in AEW with talent wanting to leave, but TK adding time anyway. TK pulling Ricky Starks from events. Wrestling companies are going to wrestling company, man. You know, this is what they do.
This is what they do. And Ricky Starks is gone. That dude's going to WWE. And I can't wait for it. We just got to be patient. It'll happen.
Yeah, at least they're not jobbing him out.
Even if they did, WWE does not care. He's got a lot of good support there between Punk, Cody, agents in common with other certain WWE superstars. I think it's going to turn his whole career around once he gets there. I really believe that.
Yeah. Justin Toner, $5, saying, I think it was Obafemi who attacked Eddie Kingston, probably to get a spot. What are your predictions for Deadline? Keep up the great work.
I would like that. Oh, I would love that story, actually. Yeah, hell yeah. I love Obafemi.
I mean, Obafemi should stack the other guys and just pin them all at once if he's in that Iron Survivor Challenge.
Yeah.
But let's run down the card. And just want to get your picks. So Deadline is this Saturday on Peacock. Matt, are you around to talk about that after?
Yeah, I'll be home.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we'll do a little wrap up of that Saturday night. But Wesley versus Javon Evans versus Nathan Frazier versus Ethan Page versus Eddie Thorpe. Who do you think is gonna be the number one contender and win that Iron Survivor Challenge?
Who's the second name after Wesley?
Javon Evans.
I'm hoping Javon Evans.
That'd be good. But do you think Javon, though, is going to beat Trick?
I think they worry about it when they get there.
Yeah.
They book a lot of the time. Okay, maybe. Who are the heels in the group again?
Wesley and Ethan Page.
Okay, Wesley then. Wesley ends up losing to Trick.
Yeah, I think Wes could have a good good arc. So on the women's side, Sol Ruka, Stephanie Vaquer, Zarya, Julia, and Ren Sinclair.
Okay, no disrespect to Sinclair, but that what a star-studded lineup for the rest of those talents.
Yeah.
Holy crap. God damn, that's impressive.
No, I know. I'm just like...
Oh, it's a very tough pick. They really love Julius. I see it being Julia somehow.
I could see them almost...
I like... It depends. I want Stephanie to be the one to win it, but I don't think it'll be. I think it'll be what I just said.
Do you think, though, the money is in doing a one-on-one championship match with Stephanie or Julia versus Roxanne Perez? Because in my mind, the real money is in doing a fatal four-way where it's Stephanie, Julia, Cora, Jade, and Roxanne Perez.
Thank you for putting Cora Jade in that. I would kill to watch that match.
And I hate to say this, though. The reason you do that, Matt, is so Cora Jade can take the pin and you can protect the big three.
I was hoping Cora Jade would pull it out, if I'm being honest, but as a fan of hers.
Okay, maybe it's Sol Ruka then. Maybe Sol Ruka gets in. But somebody has to take that pin, and I guarantee you they're going to wait till Stand and Deliver. They should wait to Stand and Deliver to do... Yeah. The yeah. Julia match versus Roxanne to do, yeah, like don't rush that too soon.
Yes,
and if that happens, fatal four-way gives them an out.
And if that happens, let that happen. But I'm telling you right now, Cora Jade needs to come back and reclaim her throne.
I mean, in my mind, she should just, you know, if she wants that North American title, they should just give it to her. Literally, I mean, she deserves it.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, so let's talk about Trick Williams versus Ridge Holland. Trick's winning, but I think Andre Chase interferes and gets revenge on Ridge Holland.
I could see that. I mean, but do you see what that does right away, though, the Trick?
I know.
Do you see what I mean? Like, you're having a I'm not gonna say J-Bro, that's a rude term, but you have this mid-card guy from the main roster that is supposed to be working your champion, Sub of the Shadow. And Trick don't beat him straight up. He has helped chase you.
Oh, that's true.
But it's NXT. They love chase you. They love that lame ass storyline. So maybe I'm wrong. And they do what you say.
I mean, I think you're generous calling Ridge Holland a mid-carder from the main roster.
I mean, I'm not trying to diss the guy. We've all been in that spot. But no, we haven't. We got chances to get over on the main roster. It didn't work. Then they release you. That's the way it's always worked.
Yeah.
At least it was. Today's a different day, and you know, good for him for keep earning paychecks.
Absolutely. Tag titles. Fraxium, Nathan Frazier, and Axiom versus the No Quarter Catch Crew, Miles Bourne and Tavian Heights.
God, this was the tag team. These are the two tag teams I do not care any bit of. I'm sorry. I just don't. I tried. I really did try.
I agree with Justin Toner. I think No Quarter Catch Crew is a good one.
Justin Toner's not going to love my comment then. okay, so Justin Toner, like, they're still, and I'm not being disrespectful. This is what it was when I was still in Ohio Valley Wrestling, for example. I was still playing pro wrestler. I didn't know exactly who the blueprint Matt Morgan was yet. Okay? And that takes time. It takes years. It takes experience. And again, like I tell everybody watching this show, it's not the shit you do in the ring. It's the shit you do in between the moves in the ring. Facial expressions, body language, smirk, whatever the hell it is, the nonverbal stuff. That is when your characters get over. And I've yet to see it happen with Axiom. They're still rehearsing their promos. You can smell it on them from a mile away in these memorized promos that are overly obviously memorized.
Ricky Sinclair, holy shit. Plot twist, Big E helps Ridge Holland win.
Yeah, not happening.
Probably not happening. But that'd be kind of amazing, though. But probably not happening.
Yeah, not happening.
And then Jada Parker versus Lola Vice in an NXT Underground match.
My girl Jada, I know she's not an MMA fighter. And they did set the stage tonight to do what they always do with the reversal of fortunes, right? Whoever leaves the promo hot is going to lose the match usually, right? At the following group. But Jada Parker is a flipping, huge superstar to me in the making. So she needs a win for me. but I could see them, her out being that it was MMA, no rules, match, crap, and she loses. But I'm hedging my bet. I'm predicting Jada Parker wins. This company's put a lot of money into her. When you think yeah. about it, she's an, like you said, NIL deal.
Yeah, and Lola, I love Lola Vice, but I feel like they haven't booked her. Coming off that match with Shayna Baszler at Battleground, they have not, they did not capitalized.
Yes, they did not capitalize on that momentum that everyone was talking about her. Her stuff was going semi-viral. Like, I know I was watching all her stuff after that match.
Yeah.
To go down the rabbit hole of all of her matches to familiarize myself with her after that impressive match. So that's up to WWE to capitalize on. They did not do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to
well, there you have it.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. So deadline Saturday. Matt Morgan and I will hop on, talk about it a bit after. Everybody, hey, thanks for tuning in to this. Yeah. Thanks for coming out. Thank you for liking, sharing, subscribing, spreading the word, as Matt said last night.
Thanks.
A lot of people don't know Wrestling Inc. You know, it's interesting if you look at the viewership, Matt. I think that pre-pandemic, when wrestling was on the rise, like, I was looking at the numbers we were getting sometimes, and it was just insane. Like, how many people want to tune in to watch us talk Raw? And what's actually funny is the kind of spreading it around. It's when AEW started, and then we started talking about NXT, and when it went to four times a week, it's a lot different than when it was two times a week or one time a week.
That's a good point.
You know, so it's like, I think over the years, like, there's, you know, much like wrestling, there's a lot of lapsed fans, and they just don't know that we're doing this again. So appreciate yeah. any of y'all spreading the word.
Good point. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, and Matt's in his truck is an homage to the olden days.
Took you to the end of the show to put it over. All the other fans, you should be blowing up the comment section and saying, old school Morgan and his bootleg pickup truck shooting the show.
I was explaining it to my wife tonight. I'm like, oh, Matt's going to be his truck. She's like, what does that mean? And I'm like, well, so he uses like the dome light. So he's got good lighting. Sometimes his neighbors walk by and he says hi to them. Sometimes his neighbors say hi back. It's like we have extra guests.
Wait, can you see my neighbor's campfire in his yard or no? Is that too far away?
It's too far away, I think.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Matt, okay. Yes, and the truck is in HD now, Dieterboro. So everybody, thanks for coming out tonight. Catch you back here Saturday talking about Deadline. Till then, everybody, take care.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Klosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Pick up your phone and shake it to get $50 off any cocktail maker. Yes, you heard me. Shake your phone and get $50 off. Don't delay.